Assumption 2. Focusing on and improving areas of weakness for students and teachers is the key to making them more successful. In other words, put your efforts into fixing your weaknesses because when it comes to your strengths, you've already got the bases covered. The basis of this assumption is hardly exclusive to America's schools. We are a remedial society that focuses tremendous energy and resources on fixing weaknesses. At every turn, we comment on people's areas of weakness and design developmental activities around them. In some cases, we even assign people to tasks or jobs that emphasize their areas of weakness in the belief that doing so will force them to improve. Indeed, focusing on weaknesses may help raise performance in a given area from poor to adequate. But we need to recognize that weakness fixing is an entirely different process from that of fostering outstanding performance in an area of strength. Assumption 3. Selecting and developing teachers and principals on the basis of their knowledge and skills is the most reliable way to promote student success. This assumption suggests that learning requisite knowledge and skills makes a teacher or principal successful. It's certainly true that I can't teach something I don't know. But simply knowing a lot about a subject doesn't mean I can effectively engage young people in learning about it. The assumption identifies a necessary standard for teachers, but not a sufficient one. That's the catch. Knowledge of the subject and an understanding of useful teaching methods should be minimal qualifications to stand in front of students in America's public schools, but as we'll see, there's a critical element missing from the usual criteria for highly qualified. Assumption 4. There exists a perfect curriculum that can help solve student achievement problems in a way that works for all students and teachers. For nearly 50 years, America's public schools have focused heavily on finding the perfect curriculum or instructional approach. The assumption is that if the right content is delivered with the right methodology, students will learn at high levels every time. The unstated implication here is that classrooms should be made teacher-proof. In other words, we need to minimize teacher foibles to ensure that we reach all students in the same way with the same information. Despite huge financial